Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Emisha, do you like popping zits?
I actually oddly enjoy it, only on people I very closely love. Like, I can't.
She loves popping zits.
I do.
And that is why today is the day for the queen of popping zits. She really is the queen. Her name is Sandra Lee, but she is Dr. Pimple Popper. And we are so excited because if people don't know who Dr. Pimple Popper is, she has 4.4 million followers on Instagram, 13.7 million followers on TikTok. I mean, YouTube hit TV show. She's a mom of two gorgeous kids, a wife, a dermatologist. Her dad was a dermatologist. Her husband was a dermatologist.
And my husband's obsessed with you.
Mike Gormley is obsessed with you. And she loves popping a back zit. Like, there's nobody's.
It brings people together.
It brings. It
so I will offer to scratch his back just so I can find
check it out.
Things.
Yes. All right, you got to walk us through this journey. I know you've said it a little bit of a thousand times and you're now so into it. And she has an incredible skincare line called SLMD, Sandra Lee MD, that we're going to focus on and talk about.
It really has been a crazy experience. I mean, to look back and to think that all of this came from popping pimples is insane to me, really. You know, that this all came from that. And that is just incredible to me. But I feel like it makes people happy. And that's what it comes down to.
You're changing people's lives.
You are changing people's life one popping zit at a time. Do you remember the first zit you ever popped?
Well, yes and no. I will tell you, I'm saying this right from the get-go. I am not a popaholic. I am a born-again popaholic, I call it. Because I get it. I understand it. I get sucked in myself. But I was never in my, what was it like, probably 12 years or so of being in practice, if I saw a giant blackhead on somebody, I would say, don't worry about it, you know.
Really?
It's okay. You don't need to treat it. It's not medically necessary, blah, blah, blah. But now I'm like, okay, cancel my schedule. Let's get our cameras. Let's like, because this is going to be so good. You know?
This is going to be a juicy one.
Yeah.
This one is going to be juicy.
Right. So it really was something that I kind of stumbled upon. But I think that what it was is that I recognized that there was something there and it was fascinating to me. I was like, what is this? Like, why are people
living like
this?
But also, how are people living like
that
they do?
That comes to like the show and all that. So like what it really started off with though is your basic blackheads. You know, like I was realizing that when I was posting this, people were loving it and it was increasing engagement. They were tagging their friends. Either they loved it or they hated it.
Right.
But either way, they tagged their friends and that's how it grew. And I thought, this is insane. Let's keep doing it.
When we were talking about having you on, we were talking about like that addiction of like, but you really do change people's lives. I mean, there's cystic acne that people have let go for months, years.
I mean, there's on the show, like it's cystic acne, but it's also people that have like a growth on the side of their head or on their arm or on their leg that inhibits them from living their life in a really normal way. I mean, it inhibits their love life. It inhibits their shame. I mean,
everything. They can't even walk out their door.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I've watched so many episodes of your show to see that. And you they walk out the door after you've treated them and all of a sudden they don't have this growth. I mean, I'm not talking a pimple. I'm talking like a growth on their head.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
There's amazing cases there. And, you know, I think it was that blackheads gave me the sort of opportunity to show people that dermatologists are more than just pimple poppers, that we do all these other things. And so much of dermatology is tied into psychology too. So much of it is people who, many of the things that we do don't threaten people's lives directly, but they certainly affect them just as much emotionally mm-hmm. as they do physically. 100%. And so you also treat that, you know, and that's part of it. And I think the reason that the show and the social media is successful is really because all of us get that feeling. We all understand what it's like to feel not yourself, to just feel like something about you that you is out of your control, that you can't do anything about it, and you feel embarrassed to go out there and face the world. And so we all get that. And to see that resolved for people, it makes you feel good, like about humankind and just, you know what I mean? So it's like different than the reality shows. I realized when it came out, it was kind of at a good time because it's considered a reality show, but it's like all the other reality shows are like about people throwing tables or getting angry and mad, like making the opposite, right? They're all supposed to be happy and prim and proper. And we're the opposite. We like have something that's not usual, that's weird.
And it can be a little hard to watch.
Yes, it can be, yeah.
Mental health is everything, and I'm such a firm believer in therapy. Regardless of what you've been through, therapy is great for everyone, and everyone should try it. I discovered the most fantastic company that is making therapy so much easier. You've heard me talk about them before, but it's called Talkspace. Talkspace makes it so easy to connect with a licensed therapist, and their therapists give you valuable and honest insight to help you with whatever you're going through. They give you all the benefits and perspectives of traditional therapy without the hassle and waiting. Talkspace makes it easy to get the help you need to make lasting progress with your mental health all year round. Prioritizing your mental health is crucial, and I love how easy they are making it to be part of your daily routine. We're so lucky we live in an era where mental health is encouraged and doesn't have this bad stigma behind it. I love therapy, and I think it has done so much for me as a mom, business owner, friend, and has also helped me really find myself. I lost my mom last year, and just talking to someone, it really does make a difference. Whether you've been married for years, you're re-entering the dating scene, or you're just trying to get comfortable with being single, talking to a therapist can help. Talkspace even offers couples therapy so that you can work on your relationship with your partner at your side. No relationship is perfect, but your connections can get stronger every day with the right tools and insight. Your dedicated Talkspace therapist can help you get to the root of your problems so you can work through them instead of ignoring them. And they have live video sessions where you can talk on a schedule that works for you. No need to wait for an appointment. Plus, Talkspace's encryption and added security features keep your conversation fully protected. Join Talkspace today and start the journey to happier, healthier relationships. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code LIPSTICK at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com. Promo code LIPSTICK.
Hi, I'm Haley Hubbard.
Hi, I'm Jessica Diamond.
This is our show, Meaningful Living, where we break down the overwhelming amount of parenting, lifestyle, and relationship information into credible and digestible knowledge and tools.
Parenting is hard. And the thousands of decisions we're forced to make every day can feel daunting. While we've never had access to so much information, it's never been harder to find the knowledge we need to feel confident in the choices we make.
We're sharing completely uncensored information here. It can be messy, but it's always fun and always real. Check out Meaningful Living anywhere you listen to your podcast. It takes a village, and we can't wait for you to join ours.
I have a question about that. How does a blackhead, or how do you end up with one of those?
Yeah.
Well, because they are, at the end of the day, they're a cyst that has, I mean, for the large part, when I watch you squeeze, it's massive pus that comes out.
Almost infected in a way.
Yeah.
So how does that happen? Could I have a blackhead that turns into that? Or is that more of a precondition?
Well, blackheads are a little different than cysts or cystic acne. Blackheads can turn into cystic acne, or that's kind of along the same continuum, but that's not the same as a cyst. These cysts But they're sort of related, I guess. People who have oily skin, who are prone to blackheads, they can be more cystic. So it's really kind of, they're somewhat related. They're in the same kind of group, but they're also distinctively different. It's really hard for me to describe.
Listen, I've had cystic acne off and on since I was mid-20s. And I had a volcano so bad that it got, like you said, it got infected. It did become cystic, but it turned into a cyst. But it hurt.
Yes.
It was deep and it would never come to a head.
Right, right. Well, the reason that they hurt is actually because they expand under the skin and they create pressure. It's that pressure that if you relieve that, like with popping, that's why people maybe try to pop things, but that can lead you to other issues, you know? But that relieves the pressure and that usually makes people feel much better, like even emotionally, but also physically, because like the pressure's gone.
The pressure's gone. Okay, cystic acne, when do you pop it? Like, give us an example. Like, show us a timeline of when you should pop a zit.
Yes, this is a really good question that I get often because I'm Dr. Pimpalper, of course. They ask me this question all the time. But there's a very specific reason, time in which to pop a pimple. Cystic acne is not very easy to pop because that's usually deeper under the skin. And so you have to imagine what's happening with a pimple. What's happening is that when you get that red bump there, that's actually your body attacking this pimple and trying to get rid of it. So all your macrophages, your neutrophils, like all your immune system is really recruiting all the cells in your body and going and trying to fight this pimple that has bacteria involved, right? So what it's doing is it makes it really red. That's why you get that pus. That's actually your own cells that are trying to get, you know, destroy this bacteria. And what happens is it's trying to push it out. So that's why you see over time, these oftentimes will come to a head. That's a pustule because that's like your body trying to like
pushing it out.
Mm-hmm. So it's all good things actually. But the problem is that when we try to pop too early, because then usually it makes it bigger, it makes it more painful, it makes it more inflamed.
Lasts longer.
Yes. And I think that the issue is the thing that I like to make sure people understand is that the deeper you have a pimple and the more you try to manipulate it, the deeper it is under the skin, the more risk you have of scarring.
I know.
So how? So, what's a good way? So because you hear don't pick. You hear that don't pick. But you know what? We're human. And it's so tempting.
I pick too.
And so what's a good way to pick a pimple if you're going to?
So if you have a cystic acne bump, and I know in the past it was hard for you because there really wasn't methods and you were living in another country, right? Probably at that time and trying to do different things. If you have a dermatologist.
You know, ultimately I found one and I had it injected.
Right.
I had to
that
have
does
it injected.
Help
that was the first time they were like, this is getting really infected. They almost had to put me on antibiotics.
Because you know what that's doing? That injection is corticosteroids that calm that zit down. They're like telling your immune system to chill out.
I mean, I can literally see it out of my cheek. I'm like,
I know,
my God.
That's bad.
It was bad.
It is bad. And so that's a helpful thing to do. But the most ideal time to actually pop a pimple that you can ensure that you're maybe going to get it all out, all that purulence out, but also minimize the risk of scarring or infection or anything is when it's super superficial.
I know.
But that's really hard to wait
for. I know.
You know, but that's the time when you have that
white
bump.
That's when you go see Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
That is when you go. I know. It is crazy. And it's very emotional. I mean, I hate, even when no one can see a pimple, I'm like, oh my God, everyone can see it. Everybody's looking at it. Like it is an emotion. It's like hair. It's like, by the way, Dr. Sandra Lee is really hot.
She's long, beautiful hair.
She's in a poochie ass dress.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She walks in very stressed from
I ran in late.
She ran late. Not her fault. She was listening to a murder mystery.
Yes,
it'll happen. By the way, we would do the same. We don't need to know which murder
mystery.
Which one?
I fell upon this one. I've never listened to their podcast. I can't even remember the name of it, but I will show it to you. And she was burned. And I'm going through the trial and figuring out, and I'm right about to figure out, I don't know yet who it is, but I know it's all going in one direction. It's going to swerve.
Oh, yeah.
Any second
it's
now.
It's going to swerve. So in terms of skincare, she travels all over the world, but based in LA. What are you seeing that women are wanting? What are you seeing in terms of face, body, like you are the derm that everyone loves?
Well, I mean, I see a lot of cosmetic things too. I don't think people realize I'm a dermatologic surgeon, but I also do a lot of cosmetics. I train to do lower face facelifts and like upper eye lifts and lower eye lifts. I think we're always looking for the non-invasive answers, like the things that you can do that you just walk in and you walk out, lunchtime, whatever, lipo, you know, that you're having done. And They're working on it. But I have not seen anything super amazing. And I did a fellowship with a very famous laser and cosmetic surgeon. So we had like every single laser. We had the first Fraxel, like before anybody else had it.
I've never done Fraxel.
And yeah, well, Fraxel is good. Like CO2 lasers, they do do something, but they have a little downtime.
I know.
And that's sort of the secret, what we see in general. When you have a little downtime, you definitely, I think you tend to see more of a result. Mm-hmm. I like to tell people, you know, hey, if there was something that could really treat this, or some, if there was some laser that could really make it like a facelift, then there wouldn't be any facelifts anymore. No one would be doing facelifts, right? I'm really excited about things that are happening with melasma, actually.
Oh, okay, let's talk. Let's go.
Because,
let's go.
Yeah, because, you know, that's the thing. There's a lot of things that happen, and some of the they say that it's amazing, but it doesn't really end up being amazing. There's really some new stuff, and it's not super new, but tranexamic acid. Which is, have you tried it orally though, pill form?
No.
That, I have seen some patients who have had bad melasma and their whole life, you know, they try lasers, they try chemical peel, they try topicals.
Heat.
Yes, exactly. You're right. You exactly know. And that's the problem. Sometimes people come in.
Dr. Sandra, after cystic acne, I went into the phase of bad melasma hyperpigmentation, mm-hmm. patchy. The whole thing. It took me 18 months to try to get it calmed down.
That's fantastic.
I know,
to
figure it out.
That you took care of it though, that you're able to, but now you know.
So talk us, you know, sun, heat. Talk to us about the transaminic, is that how you say it?
Yeah, tranexamic acid.
Tranexamic.
So just for people, you want me to explain a little bit about melasma? Melasma is really more common in females than males. It's really driven by hormones and sun and heat. So, you know, I kind of joked with my patients. I said, look, if you didn't have your ovaries and you lived in a cave, you probably wouldn't have melasma. Just to kind of let them know, you know, what causes it. And it's really hard to avoid, you know, how to prevent it because of all, we can't get rid of our hormones. We don't want to get rid of our hormones. And it's very hard to be out of the sun and not feel, you know, not even get temperature hot. So even if people are in the shade, but you have a lot of, you know, you're getting hot, that can trigger it too. So that's what makes it really difficult to treat. Tranexamic acid has actually been around for a long time. They use it for other reasons. So like, I think the main thing is you have to be careful if you have a history of blood clots, things like that. Mm-hmm. But I have seen it change people in ways that I've never seen. Because it's like you're kind of banging your head against the wall before this. And I've seen it really improve. They're so thrilled about it. So I would say if you have a tough time with that, you should see. I know there are people in your area here too, though. I have really great dermatologists I know in the area that I'll give you their names that are, you know, they love to treat melasma too.
Yeah, no, Dr. B, I'll ask her if she knows about it.
Sure.
She normally does my hyperpigmentation melasma. But it is crazy how like every day, every month, every year, I mean, we're making strides in, you know, helping men and women feel better about their skin. So tell us a little bit about the line.
But this is really why, because I think, you know, I saw that people were asking me about pimples or about skincare. And I realized that it made me realize that so many people can't see dermatologists and they're getting a lot of their information online. Now, you know, you're learning, which is actually a great thing. They're learning so much about skincare.
I mean, the only thing I had was Proactiv.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like you walk down that skincare aisle at the pharmacy and you don't know what.
Overwhelming.
And it's like there's too much stuff.
Yeah.
So I realized that I can kind of trick people into educating people when they watch my videos. And so once they understand what things do, like salicylic acid actually goes down into your pores and helps to clear them out.
Exfoliant people.
Right. Yeah. See, and like benzoyl peroxide is like an antibacterial, can help decrease the bacterial count on your skin. All these sorts of things. Once you learn that, you feel better. And I have products that have these in them. These are things that we recommend as dermatologists to our own patients. It'll increase some compliance for people. They're going to be more willing to do because they know, understand what it's doing. You're not just handing something to somebody. And they're actually going to feel proud they did it themselves, mm-hmm. especially when they can't see a dermatologist.
I love the body spray because I will say as a teenager, I never suffered from acne on my face. I had it on my back. And I remember being, you know, probably like about 12, 13 years old and crying because I wouldn't want to wear a tank top or I wouldn't want to wear a bathing suit because I was so embarrassed because it almost felt grosser to have like a pimple on my shoulder, on my back.
Well, you know what's really bad about that too is when it's behind you, you can't tell if somebody's looking at it.
I know.
So it kind of freaks you out. You're like, are they looking at my back as I walk away? You know, that kind of thing.
It was horrible. So I remember my mom taking me to a dermatologist and I got put on Differin or something like that back then. Like it was a prescription strength.
We still have Differin, yes.
Yeah. We still have Differin. Yes. Actually, I think Differin is now over the counter.
Yes, you're right. Gosh, she knows. You could like take my place for me.
No, I can't. But I saw it. I'm like, how do you have Differin? Like I literally asked the pharmacist. They're like,
yes, it just went over the counter, I think, in the last year or so. Yes.
But is that something? Because I will say,
it's a milder form of Retin-A. It's in the same category.
Pimples. Like I don't get it on my face as much. I will get it, like I was saying this to somebody else. I get it like in my hairline or I'll get it. It's just a different spot. So, I mean, is that like something common for some people? Like you just have more
I think
of
it's a sign
propensity?
Of genius. It's a sign of genius.
Oh, okay. I'll take it.
She's very smart, by the way.
I'm sure. I mean, it's like, it happens there. And certainly, I mean, it happens in that this is where you have more of the oil producing areas. Even when you get ingrown hairs, you get pimples, that's like folliculitis, which is like acne too. You just call it a little different because it's like your inflamed hair follicle, you know, occurring. But it definitely occurs. Acne or, you know, pimples or blackheads occur where there's any potential hair-bearing surface. So that's why we don't get it like on our palms and our soles because you don't have any hair in that area. But it can occur in all those areas. And so those are more oil-producing areas.
So a lot of women and men deal with like ingrown. Would you put like, say, let's say like your patches on there? Would you put, what would you do?
Ingrown hairs? Mm-hmm. I mean, so if somebody gets a lot of ingrown hairs, I think it's also important to understand like why that happens. So usually that happens in more areas where you have curly hair. Okay. Because what happens is when you pluck the hair, it grows and then it like torques backwards, right? And that's when you get an ingrown hair folliculitis, that acne kind of thing. So the ideal thing is obviously not to pluck the hair, right? Well, not because you don't want it to pull it out at the root. You want to actually shave it like with the grain technically. But you know, who's going to really do this? You know what I'm saying? Like I'm saying you just have to understand why it happens. So, or laser hair removal, because then you're going to destroy it completely so it doesn't grow in the first place.
That's what happened with me. Right? I did it.
So all of those things.
It helped my eczema so much. I would stop scratching.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it definitely, laser hair removal is great. I wouldn't say anything bad.
I
want
to do my bikini.
I need to do that.
I need to. Yes.
It's hard to, it's just a pain. You got to go and like it takes a while. It's not just one treatment. So that's the thing.
So you've listened to our episode last week. You know I am so, so excited about spring vacation, fashion, beauty, literally all things spring. And it is fast approaching. The incredible Mary Alice Haney, Andrea, and I shared all of our travel hacks, fashion essentials, and beauty hacks. If you missed that episode, you guys, make sure and check it out. We shared our favorite swimsuits, cover-ups, dresses, shoes, hats, bags, makeup, skincare, and so much more. Well, I have a little bit more to share with you today, and it all starts with Macy's. I've told you guys about their personal stylist feature on the website before, but I've been using it so much lately. You have the option of having your own personal stylist, which is so incredible. They make it so easy to pack for my next trip. One hack that you guys have to do that I literally do every time I go on a trip is I pack in looks. It makes it so, so easy. And honestly, Macy's personal stylist has been helping me streamline that process. Macy's has everything you need to keep your wardrobe as fresh as the new season. Everything we shared on our spring vacay episode, you can find at Macy's. I'm always looking to upgrade my go-to jeans, my great pair of white shorts, pants, floral dresses. Macy's has got you covered with must-have relaxed jeans from top designers that you'll want to wear everywhere. And if you're looking for an easy way to step up any casual look, make a style statement in a bold jacket, the perfect piece to transition from cool to warm weather. Not sure which style is for you? No worries. Connect with a Macy's personal stylist one-on-one in store or chat from the comfort of your own home. Either way, the appointment is catered just to you and your style dreams. You guys, having a stylist is everything. They know what you like. They know what you don't like. Again, packing in looks when you're going on a trip, I'm telling you guys, it's a game changer. And it saves a lot of stress. Best of all, it's free. So head on over to macys.com/personalstylist to book your appointment today. That's macys.com/personalstylist. I'm telling you, you're never going back.
I have a blackhead question. So mm-hmm. I will get like a blackhead that feels like I cannot get rid of it. Like I have one on the side of my mouth here and I got one on the side of my nose. And it's just, what do you do with those?
They might be milia or like a little deeper seated. Like they're like a little pearl.
Yeah, explain what milia is. Sure. Because a lot of people have them.
I actually have one right now.
Okay.
I haven't removed it. It's right on next to my eye. There's a white one right there.
Okay.
Oh, I had one the other day.
Yeah, they get around your eyes.
Mine.
Well, oh, it is?
It's flat.
You can feel it under the skin?
I can't feel it. I can just see it. It's like a little black, little.
I'll have to take a look. Okay. We'll have to take a look up close. Because sometimes you can have a little dilated pore. Okay. Mm. And if the pore is dilated, it just sometimes fills with some debris or oil, dead skin cells, and it oxidizes. So it turns dark and you feel like you can squeeze it, but you can't squeeze it out. And I tend to see this in a lot of people who, because they squeeze it and they clean it, and it almost like it stains the inside of the walls. So you think it's there, but there's nothing really much there, but you just try to squeeze it. So I guess I would say if you're squeezing and you're not getting anything out, there might not be anything to squeeze.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. That's a thing. Like sometimes when you're squeezing and there's nothing coming,
right?
Stop squeezing.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to have a…
You got to listen to mine.
I know. I want to have a nose that like… everybody has pores on their nose.
Yeah.
But, like I feel like mine are just always full of blackheads.
Well, throw away the magnifying mirror. That's a problem. It is a problem.
Okay. She loves a magnifying…
Yeah. I do too. I get it. Because you have to see things.
Oh, I don't
Is hard because you get pulled in.
It's
you know,
very… So my mother used to, God rest her soul, would take a ring. Okay. She would take her pinky ring and she would do this. Like she would roll it against the side of her nose to get the blackheads out of her nose. And she would ask me if she could do the same to me.
Oh, you have a family of papaholics.
Yeah, we have a papaholic family. Yeah.
Yes.
That's really disgusting, but I bet it worked.
I should have brought you my instruments. I'll have to send them to you, too.
Do you have instruments?
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
Okay, I'll bring the kit home to Mike.
That is like, that's like a murder over here. That's it.
No, we can't. You have to like give it to her like maybe in 30-minute increments and then take it away.
But isn't it better than using your hands because of the bacteria?
I think so, yeah. I just think you can see things better. But you know, I think it's a personal thing too. But I mean, if you're using your fingers, you can't really see. Yeah, that's nice too.
I wish I had a pimple for you to pop.
Oh, I
would. Just so I could experience you. I
know. Oh, come
I'm gonna
on.
Come. I'm going to come.
I will
more.
Make a house call next time.
Okay, you know what?
A podcast call.
I mean, I might FaceTime you.
Yeah. You could FaceTime when if I were popping or pimple. You can watch be part of it too.
All right. So we do a little rapid fire at the end of every episode. Okay. We ask our listeners specifically. Normally, we come up with a rapid fire. But our listeners really wanted you to come on. And we have a few questions for you. Must have ingredient in everyone's skincare routine.
I mean, sunscreen, of course. You know what I would like to ask you? Can I ask you from a second? Because I thought about this the other day that this is something people should ask. If you were to go to a desert island, you know, they say like what makeup product would you bring? What would be the last thing you'd bring? What would be the thing that you would definitely leave? Like you don't need that.
That's a great question.
Is there like what you wouldn't need?
What I wouldn't need.
I mean, I'll say like mine is the last thing I'd bring, honestly, is lipstick. I don't like lipstick.
I love
how
a gloss.
It touches to my… I don't like my hair getting stuck on it. And
I love a mascara. I love a gloss.
I need eyes. I need mascara.
See, I would…
But
would
there
probably
be something that you would…
Eyeliner.
Eyeliner. Or eyeshadow. Yeah.
No, I need that. See? Maybe lipstick.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Okay, how often should one exfoliate?
Depends on your skin type. If you are really oily, you can exfoliate more. And that's what you have to pay attention. It's not what your best friend says, what she does, because your skin is different. You listen to your own skin. Think with your own head.
This is rapid fire, but I really would like you to expand on that because just because somebody says this should not be used 7 times, 7 days a week, you can use it less or you can use it more.
Absolutely.
Do you think I should use the same morning skincare as my nighttime skincare? Should it be the same?
I don't think it should be. You can do whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy.
Does everyone need a toner?
No, everybody doesn't need a toner. But toners have changed since the olden days again. Mm-hmm. That's another olden days thing. We should do a whole story about that.
I remember my Clinique.
It's alcohol on your face.
Purple. Remember the purple?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh,
or the 1006 and the Sea Breeze.
Yes, the Sea Breeze.
Denise Richards, the face of 1006. Yeah. Remember that?
That was just pure alcohol.
Yes.
Okay. When should you start using retinol?
Probably the earlier the better. But a lot of teenagers are using it in form of Retin A, a stronger version, right? So now if you're using it for anti-aging reasons, I would use it whenever you feel like you think you should. I mean, you can honestly use it at a young age.
When and how often should you see a dermatologist?
I think that depends on your history. Like if you have a skin condition, certainly if you have a history of melanoma, those are big factors. If you have an issue with your skin, that's when you should see a dermatologist. But I don't think you should say like, okay, I have to go every year. It depends on your age too. Did you burn yourself on
yes,
the oven or
curling
something?
Curling iron.
Oh, curling iron, yes.
I have a little lipoma. I've had it for...
Oh, you do? It's cute.
Thank you. She's been there for many years now. Is caffeine good for your skin?
Caffeine is great in a way. Some people put it under their eyes. They have an under eye creams too because it helps to constrict the blood vessels. It's just another way. Yeah. Yeah.
Mineral or chemical sunscreen?
Both. I pretend to like physical because I like the idea you're putting on a sunscreen and you're just blocking the sun, right? Because a chemical actually takes the sun, absorbs it, and converts it to heat. So a person that has melasma, a person that has rosacea, you probably want to avoid that because you're just potentially increasing the heat on your face. But the physical sunscreens have that bullfrog look where it's like, not bullfrog, but that product. You know, we have that white look to it because it's like a blocker. It's a physical blocker. So, and it can clog your pores more. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on your skin and what you're looking for. But both are good as long as they are broad spectrum UVA and UVB coverage. That's what matters.
Best way to treat dark spots?
That's like not, there's no rapid answer. There's depends on what the dark spot's from. If they're wisdom spots from, you know, getting wiser, you can freeze them with liquid nitrogen. You can use a Fraxel or CO2. There's topicals. It just depends on what it. Melasma, if it's a dermal, like a deeper, you can't do those things. It's not going to work.
Are you a morning person or a night person?
I am not a morning person. I wake up at the last possible minute.
Coffee or tea?
A coffee.
Favorite cocktail?
I love a pimple teeny.
A pimple teeny?
Yes. It's like a lychee martini, but it has like a syringe in it and like a raspberry inside the lychee.
So we need to have a pimple teeny. Yeah.
We need to have a pimple teeny. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Being late.
It was for
my
a reason.
Gosh.
We have to know
which podcast.
Yes,
we need to know. You'll have to show it to us.
Dr. Sandra Lee, Dr.
Yes,
Purple Pomper. If you were to give your 10-year-old self a piece of advice, what would it be?
That every decade that you look at yourself when you're in your 30s and you look at yourself, your pictures, and you say, oh my gosh, look how fat I look. Look how old I look. And then the next decade, you look back and you're like, what the hell was I complaining about? Look at how amazing I am. Get over it. Like, try to get over it. It's not that easy, but get over it. Like, that and also, so I'm going to tell you guys, because you guys have young kids and you're in the middle of it, but I have teenagers and it's like, in a way, the hardest time. It is, because you worry about them. They don't tell you things. So that's my advice to myself now is, I don't know, try to get in their mind or something.
Your superpower would be to be invisible.
Yes.
So you could listen in. Yes. No, I definitely, you know, I always give that advice. Like, you look at that picture and then that picture will come up on a cloud, or that picture will come up, you know, a year later, I'm like, damn.
I would.
But in that moment,
you're like knocking yourself down.
I always say, I wish I could be as skinny as I was when I thought I was fat.
Right. And it's so tragic, isn't it? Like, I don't know why we're all like that. I don't get it.
We're our own worst critics.
We are. And that's the thing too with even what I do in dermatology. People will complain about something and I will try to tell them, like, don't sweat it so much, because if that wasn't there, you'd be complaining about something else. There's always something that we're trying to fix about
ourselves. What's good about you and a lot of people that we've talked to and kind of our crew of experts as well is that there are some doctors who are not honest, and they will keep doing the procedure. They will keep doing what the client asked for. They will keep, when in the end, like, yes, that might be what they want, but is it what they need? I know you're very good at being like, you don't need that.
Right. I do. Actually, that's why a lot of my patients see me. They always say that because I'm really blunt with them. I don't care about the money or like how many patients you have there. I would rather sleep at night, have a good night's sleep, and know people aren't going to complain about me. I just like to be liked. You know,
you were very well liked.
I mean, very well liked.
There are millions of people all over the world who love you.
And I will say this: I watch your show. My husband especially is a big fan. But all you need to do is watch an episode and see how you have seriously impacted in such a positive way so many people who, I mean, wouldn't want to walk out of their house. So
yeah, I feel very lucky about
what you do with just a laser. You're making some real difference in people's lives.
You're the best of the best.
Thank you
so
much.
I'm so sorry that
I'm
like,
oh my
gosh,
are you kidding me? You know, I wish I had
worth the wait.
Follow Dr. Pimple Popper, Dr. Sandra Lee. Watch her show at Dr. Sandra Lee, at Dr. Pimple Popper. TikTok, incredible videos. TLC, we're a huge fan of the network. We love what you do. We love how you empower both physically, emotionally, and you set these women and men and children up for success and confidence, and you give them that. And we love you. And
you
can fucking pop a pimple like it's nobody's business.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you, guys. This was a great episode. We will see you guys next week. As always, we love you. We love you listening. We love your questions. So make sure and go to Lipstick on the Rim. And we have a lovely new guest next week. I think you guys are going to love.
Thank you so much,
love
guys.
Love you guys. Sandra, you're the best.
Thank you.
Love you, Sandra.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.